South Australia's largest bulk handler says it will be a challenge to meet its grain export commitments this year. Glencore Agriculture spokesman Philip Hughes says it now expects about half of the crop it received 2 years ago. With growing demand for grain in the eastern states, Glencore is keeping plenty of grain here in Australia, including an outturned trainload of barley expected to arrive in the northern New South Wales town of Moree later today.
So we loaded that train at Viterra Palin Bend on Tuesday. It's 2,800 tonnes of feed barley, and it's arriving today, and that will be distributed mainly to beef feedlots within the southern Queensland, northern New South Wales area.
When's the last time Viterra did something like this?
Really, you've got to go back to that. This will be the fifth train this year out of South Australia heading up to the areas of need with the drought in northern New South Wales, Queensland. But really, you've got to go back to the 06, 07, 07, 08 droughts where there was significant quantities moved by train to the east coast.
Now, this grain is typically would typically be exported by Viterra, is that right?
Yes, that's right, Kath. Look, a lot of grain, there's already been a significant amount of coastal shipment movements around to the east coast this year. Look, we've just hit nearly, but from Western Australia and South Australia, and it's also a little bit out of Victoria, but there's been close to 1 million tonnes shipped since 1st of January until end of September to the east coast in coastal vessels.
Does this jeopardise any of your export markets or export contracts?
We'll be concentrating on both supplying the domestic market this year as well as supplying into our core customers offshore. But, you know, with the size of the crop just getting smaller and smaller each day with the weather we're having, it will be challenging to even meet core demand offshore.
How much are you expecting to harvest in South Australia this year?
Look, our forecast for the South Australian crop, it has been, unfortunately, it's been coming back with the extremely dry September and warm conditions that we're having, as well as frosts in some area. But we're forecasting a wheat crop now at around 3.4 million tonnes and a barley crop 1.5 million tonnes. So they're both well below the 10-year average for South Australia, which is just under 5 million tonnes for wheat and 2.2 million tonnes for barley.
Are our memories perhaps a little bit skewed, Philip, by the last couple of seasons, particularly 2 years ago when we had such a bumper harvest?
Exactly right. Look, the crop we're forecasting now is more or less 50% of what we harvested for the 16-17 crop. Now, that was a bumper season. National production of wheat was 35 million tonnes and barley 14 million tonnes. And now, you know, our forecasts are just over 17 million tonnes for wheat and 7 million tonnes for barley, so exactly half of where we were 2 years ago.
Now, you're talking about what can be produced and harvested this season, but we've also got such demand to feed livestock. How is that likely to affect what Viterra has available to sell on to its markets if potentially all of the grain is returning to the farm?
Yeah, Viterra has been busily outturning grain on the Eyre Peninsula, as well as the Adelaide zone since April. And, you know, that's farmers requesting to have their own grain outturned, as well as Glencore Agriculture selling back to farmers. So that really just means less for the export task. And we see that really continuing for the next 12 months on the current weather forecast.
What about concerns, Philip, about having enough seed even for the next year's season?
Yeah, look, between Western Australia and South Australia, we still will have an exportable surplus for international markets. After we've moved around, and look, we're forecasting close to 4 million tonnes of wheat and barley and canola will need to move from South Australia and WA around to the East Coast in the coming next 12 months. After that demand's been satisfied, we still will have an exportable surplus out of Western Australia and South Australia for our core customers.
Okay, and we haven't touched on the price, but is it because the price has reached parity with export that Glencore is doing this?
Look, the prices that we're seeing on the domestic market, particularly in Queensland, New South Wales and Victoria, is way above export parity currently. Barley's trading delivered down close to $450 a tonne delivered for January. So, there's no export markets which are paying anywhere near this. So With the demand on the East Coast, really, we just see a large proportion of the South Australian crop actually moving into that demand.
Philip, you've been in the industry for a little while now. Can you pinpoint another time that you can recall like this when we have had such a demand domestically?
Yes, Kath, I've been in the industry for a very long time, over 30 years. Look, the drought we had in 06, 07, 07, 08 was a devastating two-year drought. And during that time, we did see movements out of South Australia and some shipments from Western Australia around to the East Coast. But over that 10-year period, domestic demand on the East Coast has grown by 2 million tonnes. So the task is significantly bigger than what we've seen in the past. But look, we've got the infrastructure there just with the coastal movements and the trains to meet that task, I believe.